弟兄姐妹早上平安。
Morning and peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
我不知道当有人对你说你能不能再来一次的时候，你会有什么样的反应？
I wonder what your reaction would be if someone said to you, what happened if you would have a second chance?
你可能会说那要看是什么事情。
Perhaps you may reply, that I need to know whatsituation that is.
是，那是要看什么样的事情。
Truly, we do need to know, under what circumstances.
奥林匹克金牌的得主 Daryl Pace 有一次在纽约市的中央公园表演他的射箭技巧。
Olympic gold medalist Daryl Pace was giving an archery exhibition in New York City.
各大新闻电视台都争相的报道。
And the event received coverage by all the news stations in town.
Daryl Pace 用那个带着钢尖的箭来射击，他百发百中。
Shooting steel-tipped hunting arrows.
然后他征求一位志愿者，他说：“这位志愿者只要将这个一个小的苹果放在他腰部的地方高度就可以。”
Pace punctured bullseye without a miss. Then he called.For a volunteer, all you have to do, Pace, is to hold this apple in your hand, waist high.
所以这个 ABC 的新闻电视台的新闻记者叫做 Josh Howell 就大胆地站了出来。
ABC correspondent Josh Howell took a bold step forward to volunteer.
他站在那里，手里拿着一个小苹果，他那个心里紧张的，就像那个一个大苹果塞在他的喉咙里面一样。
He stood there, a small apple in his hand, a larger one in his throat.
这个 Daryl 就站在三十码外，对着这个 Josh 的他这个腰间的苹果瞄准。
Pace took aim from 30 yards away as everyone held their breath.
大家都屏息以待。
So everyone held their breath.
然后唰的一声，这个钢箭就这样穿过这个苹果，击中那个标靶。
Then thwart, a clean hit explode the apple before striking the target behind.
所以所有人都称赞这个 Josh Howell 的勇敢。
Everyone applaud Josh, who has been so courageous.
这个 Josh 就是面带笑容，洋洋得意。
So Josh was kind of proud of himself.Of what he has done.
直到他的摄影师满脸心虚、面有愧色的来到他的面前。
Until his cameraman approached him with a shamed gesture.
他说 ：“Josh， 对不起啊，我的照相机的镜头刚好有点问题，所以你那精彩的镜头我没有照到。”
I'm sorry, Josh. He said, "I didn't get it. I had a problem with my viewfinder."
所以你能不能再来一次啊
？So could you do it again？
如果你是 ABC 的记者 Josh， 你这个时候会怎么样
？If you were the reporter Josh， how would you react？
你会不会对着你的摄影师大发雷霆
？Would you get so mad at his this cameraman？
还是你会压住你的怒气
？Or perhaps you suppress your anger？
就说算了，不必了。
And you say, "Oh, forget about it."
或者是你会这样讲，就说，好吧，就再来一次。
Or perhaps without any hesitation, you will say, "Well, let's do it again."
所以从这里我们可以看出，这是一个对 Josh 的考验。
From this, we realize this is a test to Josh.
他考验 Josh 到底对 Daryl 有多大的信心，他敢再一次冒生命的危险站出来。
To test how much faith Josh has in Daryl, to see whether he's willing to go through his life to risk.
同时，他也指出了他的摄影师的渴望。
And also, it identified the desire of this cameraman.
渴望他能够有再一次的机会来弥补他自己的疏忽。
He desired to once again to receive another chance to make up.The wrongdoing he did.
其实在我们的信仰旅程当中
Perhaps in our journey of faith,
我们也会常常遇到了试验。
Oftentimes we do go through trials.
有时我们也可能疏忽，有时我们可能也会跌倒。
And sometimes we do go through mistakes. Sometimes we fall.
但是主应许我们，他永不撇弃我们。
And however, our Lord has promised us that He will never forsake us.
他的爱不离不弃。
His love will not depart from us.
所以我想请问大家的一个问题。
So I would like to pose a question to you all.
如果主耶稣今天对你说，你爱我吗？你愿不愿意再一次把你的生命交在我的手里，让我得到当得的荣耀呢？
If our Lord Jesus asks us a question, do you love me? Are you willing to once again to give your life to my hand, so that I may receive the glory? How would you respond to him?
对，这个时候你会怎么样的回答？
So how would you respond?
让我们来读一段经文。
Let us read through a passage today.
经文是在约翰福音二十一章十五到十九节。
The passage is from John chapter 21, verse 15 to 19.
我想这个样子，如果你是念中文的话，你跟我一起念；念英文的话，等一下我们就请 George 带英文，然后你念英文的话，你跟 George 一起念，好不好？
So let's read in Chinese together. If you are Chinese speaker, read aloud together. Then later on, we read in English together.
约翰福音二十一章十五到十九节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的小羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为那耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来；但年老的时候，你要伸出锁来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意的地方去。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神，说了这话就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
Okay, please listen to me in English, since the passage is not printed completely on the bulletin. John chapter 21, verse 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lamb." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter will glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
从刚刚所读的经文当中，我们看到了主耶稣与彼得之间有一段很耐人寻味的对话。
We have just read a very interesting exchange between Peter and our Lord Jesus.
它的背景是主耶稣从死里复活，向门徒们显现的第三次。
The background is that Jesus as die and resurrect and appear to his disciples the third time.
时间是在清晨，而地点则是在加利利海的岸边。
And the time is in the very early morning, and the place is along the shoreline of Sea Galilee.
从主耶稣与彼得之间的对话，我们看到了主耶稣的爱以及他对彼得的再一次的呼召。
From the exchange between the Lord Jesus and Peter, we realize they do have a very intimate relationship to one another.
他用这个机会来坚定门徒们爱他、跟随他的心志。
Through this calling once again, he wants to reaffirm his love towards his disciple and ask them to follow him.
特别是期望彼得能够再来一次，重新出发，走那十字架的道路。
And especially, he would expect that once again, Peter can once again to follow him with a new attitude.
因为唯有愿意如此，才能够得到他的荣耀以及丰盛的生命。
Only by this, Peter may receive an abundant life from the Lord.
所以今天我想借着这一段对话，以彼得的心路历程来与大家一起思想。
So today I would like to use this exchange and the journey of Peter that to share with you all.
到底这个再来一次对我们有什么样的意义
？To ponder once again the meaning of once again.
我们是否愿意因着爱主？将自己再次的献在祭坛上面。
Are we willing to put our life on the altar because of our love to the Lord?
所以让我用以下的三点来跟大家分享。
So I would like to share three points with you.
所以第一点是，当我们回答主说再来一次，我愿意的时候，他是怎么样？他是肯定我们对主。的信心跟爱的心智。
So if we respond to our Lord, Lord, if I have another chance, I'm willing, it affirms our faith and our love to the Lord.
在主耶稣与彼得 的这一段对话当中，主耶稣三次询问彼得。
In this exchange, the Lord Jesus asked Peter three times, Do you love me?
对，他问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”彼得也是三次重复的回答。
Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" And in the same way, Peter responded three times.
彼得并没有失控或者是不耐烦，他只是有点忧愁。
Peter did not show his impatience or he was out of control, but rather he was worried and sad.
因为他担心主耶稣不了解他。不相信他
because he was afraid that Jesus no longer trusts him.
假如你是站在彼得的旁边，你会有什么样的想法？
If you're the bystander right next to Peter, what would you think?
你会不会这样子想说，难道耶稣不知道彼得爱他吗？
Would you think perhaps would that Jesus had no knowledge that Peter loves Jesus?
他当然知道。
Of course he knows.
因为从彼得的回答说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
Because Peter replied, Lord, you know it all. You know I love you.
那么他为什么要明知故问呢？
Then why, if Jesus knew what happened, why he kept on asking?
也许你听过有人解释其中的一个原因。
Perhaps you have heard the explanation like this.
是主耶稣要强调，他是用更高层次的爱。
It's that Jesus would like to stress once again there is a higher love.
因为主耶稣两次用了 agapo 神的爱来问彼得。
Because Jesus used a higher form of love, the word agape, to question Peter.
而彼得总是用 phileo 就是兄弟的爱来回答。
And yet.Peter responded with the word love in Greek, the Greek word phileo to respond.
但我觉得这个希伯来书的作者给我们一个很好的启示。
However, I believe the author of the book of Hebrew gave us a very good hint.
他在第一章第一节说，神在古时借着先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways.
他指出了当神要传达一个很重要的信息的时候，他是多次多方的晓谕的。
The author tells us when God is trying to give us a very important message and he would try to use many ways and many times to talk to us.
而不是只是用一次讲一遍或说一次就好了。
Not just a one-time deal.
他的用意就是为了要让我们就像罗马书一章二十节所讲的叫人无可推诿。
The purpose of God is that so that people are without excuse. Romans 1:20.
也就是说要叫我们没有借口可以说我们没有看见或是没有听到。
So that we can claim that we didn't have a chance to hear or see.
神借着希伯来书的作者要告诉我们这个重要的信息就是耶稣基督是神的儿子。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
And this very important repeat message, the author Hebrew tried to tell us is that the Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
同样的，当神的儿子耶稣要传达一个很重要的信息的时候，他也是重复的晓谕的。
In the same way, when God's Son tried to tell us a very important message, He will use the same way to repeatedly to let us know.
这个信息就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力的爱神。
The message is that love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
所以当彼得重复的回答说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你的时候，事实是彼得已经在肯定他说到了这个信息。
So when Peter replied, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you for three times. Once again, Peter is trying to confirm that he has received the message.
那就是彼得再一次的肯定他对主的信心与爱他的心志。
Once again, Peter would like to indicate and show his affirmation and love towards Jesus.
如果我们回去看这个约翰福音二十一章的前半段，
If we see the first portion of chapter 21 in the Gospel of John,
我们会发觉在前一个傍晚，门徒们由彼得带头又回去重操旧业下海捕鱼。
We realize this is the night before Peter led the rest of the disciples to go back to their fishing job, and they went out and got into the boat.
可是他们辛苦劳力了一整夜，并没有打着什么。
But that night they caught nothing after all the labor.
天将亮的时候，主耶稣站在岸上，他们却不知道那是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that was Jesus.
主耶稣对他们说：“小子，你们吃的有吃的没有
？”Children, do you have any fish? Jesus said.
他们回答说没有。
No, they replied.
主耶稣说你们把网撒在船的右边就必得着。
Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some, Jesus said.
他们便撒下网去。
So they cast out the net.
竟然拉不上来因为鱼实在太多。
Now they were not able to hold it in because the quantity of fish.
你想门徒们，尤其是彼得，他会不会感到很惊讶
？Would you feel that? Would you imagine that Peter must be in awe in the situation like this?
同时，他会不会感到这个情景很熟悉
？And also, would he feel this a very familiar picture?
当然，因为彼得曾经有过这样的经验。
Of course, because Peter had experienced a very similar deal.Before,
那是他在第一次在加利利海的第一次的蒙召。
This was when he was called the very first time by Jesus when he was on the shore of Galilee.
那是彼得的名字还是叫西门。
At the time, Peter's name was still Simon.
他和他的同伴在加利利海也是整夜的劳力，并没有打着什么。
He and his friend were fishing all night long, and yet they caught nothing.
只因为听从主耶稣的话，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼，就圈住许多的鱼。
Only after listening to Jesus, they drove their boat to the deep and cast down the net, and they were able to receive a lot of fish.
因着这样的经验，西门彼得认清了耶稣的身份跟能力。
Because of that particular experience, Peter realized the true identity of Jesus and his power.
他就俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And he fell prostrate before Jesus.
说主啊离开我我是个罪人
He said go away from me Lord I'm a sinful man
西门彼得就从此放下一切跟从了耶稣
Since then Simon put down everything he was doing and followed Jesus
这是第一次西门彼得对主表达他的信心跟爱的心志
This is the very first time how Simon Peter has put his trust and faithand love and follow Jesus.
可是他这样的心智在看到主耶稣被钉在十字架上时就完全崩溃瓦解了。
However, everything has crumbled when he saw Jesus being crucified on the cross.
原因就是他不了解耶稣是弥赛亚是救主的真正的意义。
For he did not understand the true meaning of being a Messiah and Savior.
所以他又回去重操旧业下海捕鱼。
And therefore, he went back to his old job and trying to be a fisherman again.
直到他再一次回到他以前蒙召的地方。
Only until he returned to the old place where he was called the very first time.
遇见了复活的耶稣以后。
He had an encounter with the resurrected Lord.
他才完全明白耶稣说的话和救主的真正的意义。
And only then he understood what Jesus had said to him before and understand the meaning of Savior.
他信心的火也因此被再眺望起来。
The passion in him has once again rekindled.
在主耶稣三次询问他说你爱我吗?
When Jesus questioned him three times about, do you love me?
他也重复地回答三次说主啊我爱你。
And he replied three times also. He said, you know that I love you.
他决定回头去走那十字架的道路。
He decided to turn back and get back to the way of the cross.
而离开那曾经是三次不认主信心软弱的路。
And depart from the old way where he denied Jesus three times.
因为那三次不认识主、不认主的道路本来是那约翰的儿子西门的路。
For he has denied Jesus three times. That was the way of Simon, son of John.
也就是肉体的西门所走的路。
That's the flesh way of Simon Peter.
而不是基督的门徒彼得所应走的十字架。
Not the way of Peter, the disciple of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
And therefore, brothers and sisters.
你知道你现在走的路是离主越来越远呢，还是紧紧的跟随主
？Do you know which way you're walking on? Is the way that will is following Jesus and getting closer and closer to Him, or departing away from the Lord?
若是你觉得是离主越来越远，你愿不愿意快跑的跟随
？If you're getting away from the Lord, are you willing to turn back and follow Him closely now?
我相信你只要学习彼得的愿意再来一次向主表达你对他的信心与爱的心志主必然会悦纳你
If you want to learn from Peter to grab the second chance to follow him I believe to be like him to show the Lord your faith and love and our Lord will receive you with pleasure
其实当我们回答主说再来一次我愿意的时候
Also once again when we say to our Lord if we have the second chance I'm willing
它是表示我们愿意承担托付
It represents our willingness to accept God's entrustment
首先，什么叫做托付？
First of all, what is entrustment?
托付就是把某个人或某件事的责任托给某个人。
Entrusting means giving certain responsibility or certain people to someone.
举个简单的例子。
Give you an example.
如果有人请你去代理他的房子买卖签约。
Perhaps someone asks you to be his or her power attorney for the house selling.
因为他无法亲自在场，这就是一个托付。
Perhaps he is not, the person is not able to be the present during the deal making. That is entrustment.
在圣经中也有一些托付的例子。
There are several other examples in the Bible.
譬如在创世纪二章十五节提到耶和华神将亚当安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Perhaps we can see from Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 that God has placed Adam in the center of garden to take care of the garden of Eden.
所以修理看守伊甸园就是神给亚当的托付。
And therefore, to keep the garden and to take care of the garden is the responsibility God entrusted to Adam.
同样的，诗篇一百二十七篇第三节讲到，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他的赏赐。
Children are an inheritance to the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. And therefore, again, this is an entrustment.
所以儿女也是神所给父母的人的一个托付。
Children are a reward God entrusts to parents.
无可置疑的托付是带着责任。
No doubt, entrusting involves responsibility.
若是所托的人不愿意承担的话，换句话说，他不愿意负责任的时候，这个托付也就没有什么意义。
If the person who received the calling is not willing to take upon the responsibility, then the whole deal of entrustment has no meaning.
可悲的是今天的社会里面我们可以看到这种日子很多。
Sadly, we see so many examples like this that no one would like to take responsibility. That we all, many people mutually shirk responsibility.
话说在一个医院里面
There was an hospital.
有一个病人不小心的倒了一杯水在地上。
A patient accidentally spilled a glass of water on the floor.
所以他怕自己下床的时候他会跌倒。
For he was afraid he might slip and fall.
所以他就按铃请那个护士助理来帮忙拖一下地板。
And therefore he pressed the help button, asking a nurse to come and help him to clean the water.
这一位病人并不知道这个医院里面有这个一个规定。
And yet the patient didn't know there is a regulation in the hospital.
他换的水如果是小量的话，就由护士助理来处理；如果是大量的水的话，就要请清洁部门来处理。
If the water spill is considered just a small amount of water, then you can ask a nurse to clean up.However, if there were a lot of water, you need to ask a janitor and ask for the person to come and clean up and wipe out the water.
这位护士助理认为这个水是大量的，所以他就叫了这个清洁部门来处理。
The nurse came and think this is a lot of water, and therefore the nurse called the service department, asked a janitor to come and to clean up the water.
所以一下子来了一位清洁工。
And soon a janitor came.
他查看了以后就说，这打翻的水是小量的。
And the janitor took a look, saying, "Well, this is not a lot of water."
所以双方就开始争吵起来。
And then they start to argue with one another.
这个护士助理认为说，那不是我的责任，因为水是大量的。
And the nurse claimed, "This is not my responsibility, for this is a lot of water on the floor."
这位清洁工当然不同意，他认为说那个水只是小量的一点点而已。
And the janitor disagrees, say this is just a small amount of water.
所以这个怄着气的这个病人，听了他们争吵了一阵子以后，就慢慢的到那床头的那个一杯水。
So the impatient patient, lying on the bed right next to them, slowly grabbed another glass of water.
他拿了那个一整瓶的水就把它倒在地上。
He took the entire bottle of water and poured on the floor.
他说现在的水够大了吧。
And he said, now here's enough water.
你们应该可以决定应该是谁来处理了。
Now it seems obvious you can decide who is able to take care of this.
这种喜欢推卸责任的心态追根究底起来是起源于人类堕落以后而有的本性。
The attitude of passing the buck is coming from the source when mankind fall.
主耶稣当然很清楚我们人的软弱。
Lord Jesus understands our weakness for sure.
所以他给彼得再一次的机会。
And therefore he gave Peter the second chance.
只有当彼得立志愿意再来一次把自己交在主耶稣的手里。
Only until Peter once again set his mind to give himself in the hands of the Lord.
回头走那十字架的道路以后，主耶稣才告诉彼得说：“你牧养我的羊。”
Willing to turn back and to walk on the way of the cross, then Jesus said to him, "Take care of my sheep."
你或许听过不同的解释，有关于小羊或是羊，或者是牧羊或是喂羊的不同。
Maybe you have heard different messages trying to explain the difference between sheep, lamb, and taking care or feeding.
但我觉得他们的异同并不是这里的重点。
And yet, I believe they are not the essential point here.
重点是不管是喂羊或牧羊不同的羊群，这都是主耶稣给彼得的一个托付。
No matter is whether it's feeding or taking care, the main message here is that the Lord Jesus wants to entrust Peter with an assignment.
也就是要彼得负责照顾看管他的羊。
That is, he is asking Peter and entrust Peter to take care of his sheep.
而这个托付是很重要的，因为主耶稣是重复的要求彼得的。
And this entrustment is very important for Jesus asked Peter repeatedly.
我相信彼得在这个时候不会再推脱。
I believe Peter at this moment he won't pass the buck.
因为这是一个在信心软弱之后而能够为主再所用的一个机会。
Because this is the second chance after he fell and being weak.
如果你回想一下的时候，你知道主耶稣给我们每一个信他的人有什么样的托付呢？
If you think back,Do you remember and do you know that Lord Jesus has given every believer an entrustment?
我相信你会同意我说救人灵魂的大使命是主耶稣给我们的最大托付。
I believe we all agree that you may reply that it is the great commission of saving souls given by our Lord Jesus.
它包括你为信主的家人、亲戚或是你的朋友。
It includes our family member, our unbelieving friends and family.
也包括你不认识的或是不可爱的人。
And also include those people who you don't know or who you don't think they are lovely to you.
那么除此之外，主耶稣是否还有其他的特殊托付给我们每个人呢？
And yet, besides this, did Jesus entrust us with something else?
当然有使徒保罗说神所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师有教师为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
Of course, it has been mentioned by Paul's letter in the book of Ephesians. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors,and teachers to equip his people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
这就是主对我们每一个人不同的呼召与托付。
For God has a different calling and entrusting to every one of us.
为的是要建造他的教会。
So to build, so we can come and build up his church.
只是多少时候我们会有点迟疑而不愿意承担这个托付。
Yet,so often we hesitate to his calling, and we are now willing to take upon the responsibility.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
盼望我们都愿意承担主所托付的。
May we have a willing heart to take upon the responsibilities.
啊，能如彼得所说的，个人照所得的恩赐，彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Like what Peter said later, each of you should use whatever gift you have received and serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
好，第三点。
Thirdly,
当我们回答主说。再来一次，我愿意的时候。
When we reply to our Lord, once again, I'm willing, it represents.
它就表示我们愿意付出代价。
It represents our willingness to pay for the price.
我们知道，当我们要买一件东西，或者是要换得一件事物的时候，我们需要付出自己所拥有的来。换取我们所没有的。
We all understand when we try to get something, try to earn something, we need to pay for it.
也就是说
for something that we did not have.
也就是说我们需要付出代价。
That is, we need to pay a price.
这个过程包括用我们的金钱、时间、才能、劳力、爱或亲情，甚至是生命来换取。
The price could be our money, our time, our effort, our labor, our ability, love, and intimacy in order to do the exchange.
一般来说，我们会用时间、劳力、才能去赚钱。
Oftentimes, we use our labor, time, and ability to get money.
然后用金钱去买东西。
Then we use this money to have some other exchange.
我们会用爱或亲情，甚至是生命来建立或维持与他人之间的关系。
We use love and intimacy in order to maintain and keep our relationship towards others.
主耶稣在马太福音中教训门徒说
，And Lord Jesus said this in the book of Matthew.
爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who loves their father and mother more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
也就是说，要做主的门徒，不是光用嘴巴讲讲就可以，是要付代价的。
What Lord Jesus tells us is that we, in order to be His follower, we cannot just pay lip service.
他的代价就是要爱他比爱自己或亲人更深。
We need to pay a price. The price is that we need to love Him more than our love to anyone else.
以至于愿意自己背十字架来跟从他。
To a point that we are willing to carry our own cross and follow him.
当彼得立志愿意再来一次，把自己的生命交在主的手里的时候
，When Peter is willing to put up his life and put his life in the hands of Jesus,
主就将牧养羊群的责任托付给他。
Then our Lord entrusts the responsibility of feeding and tending sheep to Peter.
那要牧养羊群也是需要付出代价的。
Indeed, you need to pay a price to take care of sheep.
在经文的18-19节，我们刚刚读到的。
From verse 18-19, we realize
主耶稣告诉了彼得说，这个代价就是他要伸出手来，别人要把他束上，带他到不愿意的地方。
The price is that Peter needs to stretch out his hand and someone will dress him and lead him to some place he did not want to go. He does not want to go.
也就是彼得要怎样使来荣耀神。
So this is a way how Peter may glorify God.
这就是十字架的道路。
And this is the way of the cross.
是一条放下自己来荣耀神的道路。
This is a way to lay down yourself and to glorify God.
使徒约翰告诉我们，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
Apostle Paul tells us, "This we know love, that he laid down his life for us."
彼得的愿意承担主的托付，也都是因为爱，因着爱主。
The reason why Peter is willing to take upon this responsibility and take upon this entrustment is because his love to the Lord.
他愿意走上十字架的道路，将自己的生命交在主的手里，这就是爱的力量，也就是爱的亲自的表明。
He is willing to take upon the responsibility to walk on the way of the cross, to give his life to the hands of the Lord, so that the Lord can receive glory. It's the way to show his love and willingness.
也许你听过这样的一句话。
Perhaps you have heard this.
问世间情是何物，直交生死相许。
Perhaps you wonder what a love is until you see people are willing to sacrifice one's love to one another.
它是出自中国诗人元好问的一句诗。
This is an ancient poem from Chinese history.
虽然原本是感叹到两只大雁之间的爱情，他们以身相许。
Though the poem was describing two large birds, they are willing to sacrifice one another's life to show its love toward one another.
后来却经常被引用到这个男女爱情之间的专注。
And this phrase has often been quoted to describe the love between a man and a woman.
它生动地表达了这个爱情的力量。
It carries out and delivers the power of love.
但是它让我想到了一点。
And yet it reminds me,
既然人世间的爱情可以深到足以让人愿意付出生命为代价。
If the love of this world is make us to sacrifice to one another willingly,
为什么我们对神的爱总是有点迟疑啊，有所保留呢
？And yet, why we have reservation for our love to our God?
很多时候，我们可能心里知道，要把自己的一切献出才是个正确的回应。
Oftentimes, we do know it is proper for us to offer all of ourselves to the Lord.
但是我们肉体的直接反应总是会迟疑不决。
And yet.We have a flesh desire that always holds us back and makes us hesitate.
为什么呢?
Why?
是因为我们对主的信心不足呢? 还是我们对主的爱不够?
Is it because we are lack of faith to our Lord or we don't love our Lord enough?
可能都有。
Perhaps both.
主耶稣用这个你爱我比爱这些更深呢?来告诉彼得。说你要走那十字架的道路是必须做出一个抉择的。
The Lord Jesus used the phrase, Do you love me more than this? To tell Peter, In order to walk on the way of the cross, you do need to make a decision.
那就是他必须选择爱主比爱这些更深。
That is, he needs to make a decision between this and loving the Lord.
这就是代价的付出。
This is the price he needs to pay.
那么这些指的又是什么
？Then what is this?
它指的是彼得赖以谋生的船、渔网、鱼和饼。
It means the fishing boat Peter rely on for his livelihood, or fishing net, fish and the bread.
也指的是他肉体的情欲。远目的情意，还有今生的骄傲。
It also represents Peter's desire of flesh and the desire of eyes and the pride of life.
也就是说，彼得需愿意爱主比爱自己外在所拥有的物质和内在所经夸的一切更深。
That means Peter needs to make a decision that his love to the Lord must be more than.His desire of the flesh, the desire of eyes, and the pride of love.
其实这也是我们属神的儿女一生的追求。
Perhaps this should also be the goal for all God's children.
是很不容易的。
It is difficult.
但也不能因为不容易就不做。
And yet we cannot give up because it is not easy.
如果你去过我家
If you have been to my house,
你可能会注意到，在我家进门的玄关上有一个很漂亮的花圈。
Perhaps you have noticed there was a direct decoration being hanged on the front entrance, front door entrance of my house.
她是教会里的一位姐妹精心制作的礼物。
It has been made by a church sister.
上面有着那个灿烂的花朵，还有陪衬的绿叶。
The ring has decorated with flowers and green leaves.
后来有一次我在长岛退休会，无意中看到了一个木质的十字架。
And sometimes later, I went to a retreat in Long Island, and I noticed a wooden cross was for sale.
我就将它买回来，挂在我那个花圈里面。
So I bought it and bring it back and put that cross in the flower ring.
它的上面刻着四个字。
There are four words being engraved on the cross.
它就是爱主更深。
That is love the Lord deeper.
因为我每天进出都会看到它。
For I will see this cross each time when I go in and out of the house.
所以它很快就成为我每天的提醒。
So it becomes my reminder each day.
提醒我在那个百花灿烂缤纷的世界里面不要忘记了要爱主更深。
To remind me with all the color and flowers and all the excitement of the world, let me not forget the cross that I need to love the Lord deeper.
说实在的，我自己爱主的程度绝对没有办法像门徒一样。
Tell the truth, I could never love the Lord like the disciples.
能够立刻放下一切来跟随他。
Like them, they are willing to lay down everything they have and follow Jesus.
我所能盼望的就是我可以每天放下自己的这些一点点。
All I pray for is that each day I can lay down this, just this small amount each day.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
And therefore, brothers and sisters,
让我们彼此共勉。
May we encourage one another.
只要我们愿意每天省察自己，爱主是不是比爱自己更深？
May we have a reminder and re-examine ourselves each day that whether we have loved the Lord more than loving ourselves.
继续的往前。
May we strive forward.
我相信主会喜悦我们愿意付出代价的心。
I believe our Lord will be pleased with our heart of paying the price.
在我们人生的旅途当中，
In our journey of life,
我们常常会感叹自己在某些事上做得不够，甚至是做错了。
Often we had regret, feeling we haven't accomplished enough or have made mistakes.
所以你可能会常常听到这样的话。
And therefore we often hear the words like this.
哎呀，要是我能重来一次，我就要怎么样怎么样。
The words like, if I could get another chance, I would do such and such.
比如说，要是我能重来一次，我就要更爱我的老婆、妻子。
For example, if I have another chance, I will love my wife more, or will love my children more.
或是我一定要更努力的读书。
Or I will study harder.
我们也可能会像这个 ABC 记者的摄影师一样。
Or perhaps we were just like the cameraman of this ABC station.
渴望能够得到第二次的机会来弥补他自己的疏忽。
We long for the second chance in order to make up the mistake we have made.
我相信彼得在还没有看见复活的主的时候，他也会有同样的感叹。
I believe before Peter see the resurrected Lord,He may have the same regret.
只是弟兄姐妹们。
And yet, brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过我们一生能够真正服侍主的年日有多少？
Have you ever thought about how much time we still have on this earth we may serve our Lord?
若是我们走十字架道路总是有点拖拖拉拉的。
If we keep on putting off,and hesitating and wandering around on the way of the cross,
当我们将来见主面的时候，我们可能也会有遗憾。
We may carry regret when we face our Lord at the end.
遗憾自己没有竭诚的爱主。
We may feel regret that we haven't loved our Lord enough.
因为那个时候已经再也没有第二次的机会了。
Because there's no more chance, the second chance at that time.
从刚刚的分享。
With the sharing I just gave,
我们看到了主耶稣给彼得第二次的机会。
We see our Lord Jesus gave Peter the second chance,
让他能再来一次，肯定他对主的信心与爱的心志。
To give him the second chance to reconfirm his faith and love to the Lord,
表达他愿意承担主所托付的。
To allow him to express he's willing to take upon the responsibility and a trust and entrustment from the Lord.
以至于他愿意付出代价将自己献给主。
And to a point he's willing to pay a big price for the Lord and give himself to the Lord.
其实主正温柔慈深恳切地在呼唤。
And actually our Lord is calling gently.
他呼唤你也呼唤我。
He's calling you and calling me.
他正耐心等候在我们的心门前。
He's waiting right outside of our heart.
他呼唤着我们说。
He's calling us and said,
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你愿不愿意再来一次把你的生命交在我的手里，让我得到当得的荣耀呢？
Are you willing to entrust your life into my hands and give unto me the glory due to my name.
弟兄姐妹们，你听见了吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you heard?
我盼望你的回答是，主啊，是的，再来一次，我愿意。
I hope you will respond, Yes, Lord, I have the second chance, and I'm willing.
好，让我们低头。
May we bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你能够给我们早上的这段时间。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this time.
我们相信你将自己挂在十字架的时候，你要我们是来跟随你。
I believe when you hang yourself on the cross, you are calling us to follow you.
你要我们能够跟随你走那十字架的道路。
You are calling us to follow you on the way of the cross.
主啊，让我们能够再来一次。
And Lord, we long for this second chance.
愿意将生命交在你的手里。
We are putting our life into your hands.
来跟随你。
To follow you.
我们将一切的荣耀以及赞美都是归给你。
We give all the glory and praise to you.
这样子的祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.